All right, this week we're going to do something just a little different. We're going to prepare for the midterm elections in our country. I encourage everyone to vote. But who should we vote for? Well, there's no way I'm going to tell you who to vote for. That is a prayerful decision between you and God. That's the beauty of our country and the freedoms in our country. But as you pray, there are seven qualities we're going to look at this week, seven qualities to look for in a leader. Here's the first one, moral courage. Look for moral courage. And here's what Ecclesiastes says about moral courage. Moreover, I saw, this is chapter 3, 16 and 17. Moreover, I saw under the sun that in the place of justice, even there was wickedness, and in the place of righteousness, even there was wickedness. And I said in my heart, God will judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time for every matter and for every work. A time for every matter and every work. And that takes moral courage. Abraham Lincoln was the only American president whose entire administration was bookended by war. The day he took office, he received a letter from Major Robert Anderson informing him that the garrison at Fort Sumter must be withdrawn or resupplied at the risk of war. That was day one. Lincoln took the risk. And 4 years later, Lincoln was assassinated at Ford's Theater just 5 days after General Robert E. Lee surrendered at Appomattox. Lincoln said this, "I claim not to have been controlled by events, but confess plainly that events have controlled me." Solomon was right. There's a time for every matter and every work. And when we pick a leader, we don't know what national challenges will face that leader. So we have to pick men and women who are up for the challenge. That starts with moral courage. Daniel Taylor and Mark McCloskey, we'll refer to them often this week. They wrote a great article in Christianity Today. And they say this. They wrote, "Moral courage is the ability to do what's right even when it is deeply unpopular, even dangerous." I'm going to read that again. Moral courage is the ability to do what's right even when it's deeply unpopular, even dangerous. I'd also add that it takes moral courage to do something that is not politically expedient. It involves doing something that has a real possibility of loss. The action may cause you to lose friends or your reputation or a political position. In extreme cases, you may even lose your freedom or your life. For example, when our founding fathers signed the Declaration of Independence, they were putting their freedom, wealth, and lives on the line. That's moral courage. Historian Barbara Tuchman wrote, "Aware of the controlling power of ambition, corruption, and emotion, it must be that in search for wiser government, we should look for the test of character first. And the test should be moral courage." The Apostle Paul said it like this, "Be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong." As you prayerfully determine who to vote for, here's a question to consider. Which candidate has demonstrated moral courage? Look for a record of conviction, even when it may have threatened his or her political career. It's been said of Nobel Peace Prize winner George Marshall, for whom the post-World War II European Recovery Program, or the Marshall Plan, is named. It was said of him, he told the truth even when it hurt his cause. Moral courage is an essential ingredient of character. So, Father, help us find leaders who tell the truth and live out the truth, even when it hurts. Help us find men and women of commitment who will stand by their word without backpedaling or spinning the truth. And help us live with moral character and moral courage so others can see that Jesus has transformed our life. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.